First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hey, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about cruises versus all-inclusives. Not that one outdoes the other. There is pros and cons to both. And I guess, and this was actually suggested by a listener who's kind of deciding whether you should go on an all-inclusive or a cruise. I love cruising. I used to be a crew member on the cruise ships, so I'm kind of partial to them. But I do love the all-inclusives, so I like both. How about you?
Yeah, I think I do too. Like it's definitely depending on type of year, where I want to go see, if I want to be active or not active. So there's lots of factors that, you know, goes into picking your vacation. So I think either one that you choose will be a good choice.
Well, I think so. And it's not like to answer the age-old question, which is better, an all-inclusive vacation or a cruise? It depends is the answer, because it really depends on a lot of factors, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if you're thinking about going on a cruise, one of the biggest thing that is that the cruise will move to different destinations where the resorts are at one destination. So for some, that's a huge plus, right? So you can visit a new place every day on a cruise ship. You know, you can pick your itinerary when you go on off the ship. Like, so for an example, when I say off the ship, like when you're at destination, or when you pick an itinerary that may include leisurely days at seas, which allows you to enjoy the ship's amenities and or just, you know, relaxing by the pool or going to the spa. Lots of cruise ships now, you can attest to this, have so many amenities. So it's like a water slide or a go-kart track or a skydiving simulator. So that's kind of a hook as well. Because that can appeal to so many different travelers as far as, you know, if you're traveling as a multi-generational family. And it also, you know, during cruising, the ship can actually seek out better weather if something awry is going to happen, like if you're going to head into a hurricane or something like that, where on a resort, you're basically at the resort and kind of going through the weather conditions there and hunkering down. Now, you when you pick a cruise, though, just really think about what's included. There's only a few that are truly all-inclusive. Yeah. So you may be charged for extra for alcoholic beverages or specialty dining, excursions in port. So you may also want to factor that into your budget before picking a cruise. And even with these expenses, cruising can still be an affordable option. There's so many cruise lines and so many itineraries. Everybody's coming up with some special offers. So good thing to work with your travel agent because they can kind of go through it all and check it out. Now, if you're thinking about going to an all-inclusive, and that's maybe if you want to immerse yourself into a single place, that might be a better choice. So that's where, you know, you can have locally inspired programming on the property so you can learn more about the culture and the history. And I know when I go to an all-inclusive to Jamaica, one of the biggest draws is the food. Jamaica has the best food ever in the Caribbean. That's just my personal opinion. I'm sure.
You can say that about a lot of destinations, about the food. They all have their specific specialties, right?
Absolutely.
And I think, like, when you're talking about cost, it's really hard to compare because there is so many different options. And we're not going to, you know, try and go through that because, again, a Carnival cruise is a different cost than a Silver Sea cruise, for example, just the same as a 5-star resort is different than a 3-star resort. So there's too many variables really to go into cost. It all depends on what you're looking for, right, and your budget too. But the thing I like about cruising is, like what you mentioned, you're going to different ports of call, and the onboard activities are just amazing. Like if you were bored on a cruise ship, that's your own fault. right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I will give credit to some all-inclusive resorts. They have upped their game as far as entertainment, but it just can't be matched as far as activities, cruising versus an all-inclusive resort.
Absolutely. Yeah. And as you say, there's both pros and cons to both. So, you know, for an all-inclusive, it just may be easier budgeting and no end of the trip surprises, but you could say that about cruising too. It really does depend on the type of cruise that you are, you know, seeking and what you choose. And also different kind of activities where maybe water sports are offered, like at the destination, or being able to have access to sister properties, or golfing, because golfing is really huge for a vacation choice these days. Not to say that you can't on cruising, because there's companies like Azamara Cruises that work with Perry Golf, that they will set up golf tea times at different islands that you visit. So it, you know, they kind of are circuitous in a way, and they overlap. But at the end of the day, it's maybe you know, just what you're looking for as far as being lazy, as being, you know, going out and going kayaking or snorkeling or go to the beach. I think what's really nice about today's world, there's a lot of choice.
That's right. And that's a great thing. Now, I will say this about an all-inclusive resort. If you are a claustrophobic type person, there's way more space on a resort than there is on a cruise ship. I'll give them that. Yeah. Most of the hotel rooms, I will say, just from my own personal experience, are larger than cruise cabins, unless, of course, you can afford a luxury suite on a cruise ship. But yeah, if space is a thing, you might want to look at that. And also, so if you have susceptible to motion sickness, maybe all-inclusive resort might be your option. But even then, there are things that you can do to alleviate any motion sickness you might be feeling.
Right. Yeah. And technology has taken cruise ships so far that, you know, it's stabilized quite a bit. So hopefully you don't, you know, have to endure that, because it's not a good feeling. Absolutely. And we don't want to take away from your enjoyment. You know, and surface may have a factor in, you know, whether you go on a cruise or whether you go on a resort. So there's that factor, but that can be said both ways again. So it is, again, both really good choices. And, you know, maybe you will go with all inclusive and then kind of graduate to a cruise, because not only is there ocean cruises, there's river cruises.
That's true.
So it's a different way of experiencing water, in a sense. Like, you can either go rivers or, as I say, ocean. And then you're right immersed into the culture on a river cruise, because you're basically docking at the village or town that you want to explore. And then you can walk easily off the boat to go and enjoy that.
Well, you make a good point about river cruising, because if you wanted to explore Europe, for example, and you're lazy like me and don't want to rent a car or do rail or whatever, a river cruise is perfect.
Yes, it really is. It's a really a fast growing choice for guests right now. Like, they are so popular because the ships aren't that big that they book up, you know, 1 to 2 years in advance. So, again, consider that. And I think it just boils down to, you know, it could be based on price, but I would recommend you looking at the best value in terms of vacation satisfaction as well. And also, you know, reach out to your travel agent, because getting their advice, who's knowledgeable about different resorts and ships, as well as the trip that meets your budget and holiday preferences, might be the easiest way to get, you know, the best value for your vacation dollar.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And so, going back to the age-old question, which is better, all-inclusive resort or cruising? It depends.
Yes, it does.
It depends a lot. So, yeah, a good travel advisor is probably the best advice of all. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanta. It was fun.
It always is. Thanks. Have a good week.